This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Next week, voters in Ohio's 12th congressional district will be choosing a new representative in a special election. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it and what impact it might have on Ohio's 1st and 2nd district congressional races. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So political observers all over the country are going to be focused on this special congressional election in central Ohio. It's coming up August 7th. Why are we even having a special election?
We're having it because the former Congressman Pat Tiberi, a Republican, resigned to become the head of the Ohio Business Roundtable, so it left an open seat. So under Ohio law, you have to have a special election to fill out his term. Now, this election is to elect a member of Congress for about 100 days. And what's going to happen is one of them is going to win, the Democrat or Republican. But the very same candidates are going to face each other in the fall for a full two-year term.
So who's running?
On the Democratic side, you have Danny O'Connor, who is from the Columbus area, and he's a Franklin County recorder. And he's very well known in Franklin County and has some, you know, name recognition outside of the Franklin County area. And then there's a state senator by the name of Troy Balderson, who's from Zanesville, Ohio, which is also in the district. And he's, you know, getting a whole lot of support from the Republican Party and from the Trump political machine.
So Columbus, Zanesville, describe this district. Where is it?
Oh, it's a kind of a sprawling district in central Ohio. It takes in some of the most affluent suburbs of Columbus on the north side, you know, the Westervilles and those kind of places, and Delaware County, which is an affluent area just north of Columbus. And it goes all the way, it wraps around and goes all the way down to Zanesville, which is in Muskingum County. And when you get down there, you're getting into the foothills of Appalachia. I mean, it's a whole different world down there. So you have great extremes in terms of the economy in say a Delaware County and a Muskingum County.
So let's talk a little bit about why this Ohio race is gaining so much national attention.
It's getting so much national attention because it's considered pretty much the last test of the strength of the two parties before November's election, which is going to decide whether or not the Democrats can take back control of the House, take back control of the Senate. And this is the test. This is the final test. And it's considered extremely important by both political parties.
What are the biggest issues that they're discussing?
They're talking about a lot of different things, but I mean, there's a super PAC on the Balderson side, which is spending millions of dollars basically on attack ads against O'Connor, saying that you know, if you elect him, there's going to be more crime in the district, tying him to people like Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi. There was at one point where O'Connor said he wouldn't vote for Nancy Pelosi for speaker, but now he's changed his mind, says he would. He has been talking about the Trump tax cuts and making the argument that, look, it's just a $2 trillion gift to corporate America and it isn't doing much for the average worker. And the average worker is not seeing the benefit of this. And that's a pretty compelling message in a district like this.
So will this race have an impact on other congressional races across the country?
Yeah, I think it certainly can. I mean, and down here in the first district, it could have an impact if O'Connor wins And, you know, there's Aftab Perival running against Steve Chabot in a district that's not totally unlike the 12th district. And it's got to, that would have to put some fire into his campaign. And it would probably mean more, even more money would be spent by the Democrats on that campaign. And the same goes for Jill Shiller, who is running against Brad Winstrup in the 2nd Congressional District. She may get more attention from the Democratic Party.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.